We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now, earlier this week, the Commonwealth dismissed a misdemeanor charge against a private gym owner in Roanoke, Thomas Milton of TacFit. He was charged in April for operating his private health club in violation of the governor's order to shut down small businesses as mandated as part of Executive Order 53. And we're joined now by his attorneys from the Stanley Law Group, State Senator Bill Stanley and Greg Phillips. Gentlemen, thanks for being with us this morning. Hope you guys are well.
Doing great, Gary. Good morning.
Okay, so
thank you for having us.
Either one of you that want to take this, just give me the overview of your response to these charges being dismissed.
Well, Gary, and this is Bill Stanley, and we'll just start from here. So when Gary was charged, what he was doing was operating a private fitness club. A lot of his patrons are police officers, first responders. He was letting them in, practicing social distancing, letting in about two or three at a time, cleaning the area, doing everything the right way, trying to operate his business and survive. And Executive Order 53 came down from the governor. Our client decided to continue to service those clients that he had, those private customers. And then the Commonwealth came in and charged him with violating Executive Order 53, which said if you violate or you go against anything that Governor Northam says in this order, you as an individual citizen, you as an individual business owner, will be charged with a Class 1 misdemeanor up to 12 months in jail and a $2,500 fine. What we saw was just not only an egregious overreach by the governor in Executive Order 53, but he kept saying, oh, nobody's going to get charged. You know, it's just, you know, to keep people safe and to do this and to do that. Well, you know what? They went and arrested a small business owner illegally in our mind, and it was unconstitutional. And so as soon as we got this client, Greg got right on it, and Mr. Phillips and I put together a motion to dismiss based on constitutional grounds.
And obviously before that, it ended up being withdrawn, the charges dismissed. Greg, I'll bring you in for this. Talk about the grounds you guys were preparing, how this order was unconstitutional.
Well, as Bill said, we felt like from the beginning it was unconstitutional that the executive order 53, the executive orders are more for short-term disasters such as hurricanes to evacuate an area such as Virginia Beach. It's not, executive orders not to be used to take away our constitutional rights for months. For example, your right to freedom of religion, your freedom to bear arms, your freedom for small businesses to operate and for families to be able to survive. So we felt comfortable and confident that a judge was going to rule that the executive order was unconstitutional.
How has Mr. Milton and his business been affected by all of this process?
Well, it hurt all businesses. Mr. Milton charged a nominal fee. He wasn't making a lot of money. He's a motorcycle repairman. He did this more for a service to first responders. He's done that for years, and that was his primary motivation. Under this time of stress, he was worried about their mental and physical health.
I assume you guys are glad this did not go to trial, but you guys were fully prepared to take it all the way, right?
Well, we'd filed a 35-page brief and a motion to dismiss in the General District Court in Roanoke, and we were ready to fight it tooth and nail. And quite frankly, we wanted our day in court, not just for Mr. Milton, who was standing strong and believing in his rights to operate a business and how he was going about operating his business did not need to be dictated by a governor and an unlawful edict. So we really wanted to go to trial today. But what we saw was when it came to stepping up to the plate, the Commonwealth knew by their dismissal of this charge that they were not going to win. And so it's relieving for our client that he's not under the threat of a misdemeanor conviction. But at the same time, we were ready to fight. It was clear that the Commonwealth and the governor were not ready to fight.
Obviously, it has been and a fascinating 4 months, and not all in a good way. Mr. Stanley, if I could get you to put your state senator hat on for a minute, can you just talk about how this administration has played politics at a time when that was really not what was called for?
Well, think of it this way. I mean, now we're reopening our businesses, and the mandate is wear a mask and keep the business open. Well, why didn't we start with that when the pandemic started? Why didn't we try to keep our businesses open and get everybody who is a patron or an employee to wear a mask if that's the preventative measure that will stop the spread of the disease? That wasn't their plan from the beginning. Their plan was to control it all. And then what they really did was they created this list of essential and non-essential businesses. These businesses can operate. These businesses can't under my orders. And it was not fair. It was arbitrary and capricious. And, you know, when you allow a big box store like, a Lowe's or a Home Depot remain open, and I know, you and I and Greg spent a lot of time in those stores during the pandemic, there was not social distancing being practiced. And we didn't see a huge outbreak coming out of the Home Depot or the Lowe's. You know, where disease always starts is at the watering hole. And, so everybody was going to the grocery store or knew somebody who was going to the grocery store, and no spiking of the coronavirus, no epidemic outbreaks came out of those things. But small businesses like Mr. Milton's, who just were determined by Ralph Northam and a couple others to be, quote unquote, non-essential, were made to suffer while other businesses were allowed to succeed. And that's patently unfair. That's un-American, and that's not the Virginia way.
And it's for many of these small businesses, it's going to take months, years for them to recover, if they recover at all, right?
If they recover at all. I think what you're going to see is the shutdown is going to have devastating effects on these people that have invested their treasure, their lives, their sweat equities to try to have the entrepreneurial spirit and to run a business in the Commonwealth of Virginia. All of that taken away by the government because the government decided you were not essential. And quite frankly, I wouldn't be surprised, and this firm, the Stanley Law Group, is looking at lawsuits against the state for takings under the Constitution, where those businesses that have been shut down are entitled to be paid and compensated by the state because the state essentially took their business. So that's something that Greg Phillips and I are looking at it here in the very near future.
And I'm sure you're not the only ones that are considering a move like that. Guys, thank you for fighting the good fight. Keep it up, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Gary. Take care.
Hey, guys. Be good. From the Stanley Law Group, State Senator Bill Stanley and Greg Phillips.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.